Okay, so I just wanted to break down the chords and I've got a feeling and how you can practice changing between them. So our chords are G, C, E minor, and then back to C. And then for each of these chords, we have 8 beats between them. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. C, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. E minor, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then C, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so if you're struggling with each of these chords, what you can actually do is because you've got 8 beats to play with, you don't actually have to strum on every beat to begin with. So what you could do is you could basically strum on beat one to begin with. So you would go like this. You could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And when you do this, what you want to do to practice your chord changes is once you've strummed on beat one, all you need to do is you need to use the rest of your time, so beats 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, to actually change to your next chord. So this is a really great way of practicing your chords, you know, because it allows you to move your fingers in time and allows you to get your fingers in place. But even more importantly, you're actually doing this in time rather than just changing at your own pace. You know, changing at your own pace is absolutely fine to begin with, but you want to be playing in time. And this will really help you when you're learning these classic three chord songs. So the next step that you can do is you can then do two strums, and so you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Once you've done that, you can do three strums, and that sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you can, when you do this, still change the chords, you know, and still move your hands in between that time, because you're actually, what you're practicing here is you're actually practicing moving your fingers, you know, in time and moving them quicker and quicker and quicker. So I did it up to three strums there. And ideally, what you want to do is you want to practice it. You want to do four strums and then five strums and six, seven, and then eight. And once you can do all 8 strums, then you try and play off the track. And it's, you know, a really great way of practicing these three chord songs. Cool. So I hope that's helped you. And yeah, good luck with it. Okay, catch you again soon.